With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Several Republican senators rallied to support President Trump after a tense Oval Office meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Reporter Bernie Bennett is following the story.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Vladimir Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance, standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A former Biden staffer says his 2024 campaign was gaslighting the public with denials about the president's age and declining mental health. Bob Agnew reports on the story.
The admission comes from Michael LaRosa, who served as press secretary for Jill Biden in 2021 and 2022. Throughout the campaign, polling consistently showed many American voters had serious doubts about Biden's mental ability to serve another 4 years. LaRosa says by consistently denying that polling, the campaign was, in his words, demeaning to a lot of the people. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, consumer prices inched lower last month, but consumer spending dropped even more.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December. 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Texas health officials say the number of people with measles has increased to 146 in rural West Texas, the outbreak that led this week to the death of a school-aged child who was not vaccinated. You'll find more stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on Scotland's new buffer zone law and how it's sparking international condemnation.
The legislation bans all pro-life demonstrations within 200 meters of any abortion clinic, and that includes silent prayer. But what if you're inside your house, which is within 200 meters of a clinic, and you pray there? That is also a violation. As one Scottish lawmaker suggested, that prayer in your home might offend somebody who is, quote, passing by the window. Vice President J.D. Vance and other pro-lifers around the world are blasting the Scottish law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in South Carolina are working on a bill that would let parents spend taxpayer money on private school tuition, including Christian and other religious schools. Looming on the horizon is a potential legal showdown over the legislation. The General Assembly passed a similar bill in 2023 that the state Supreme Court struck. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Over 5,000 Christian broadcasters from all over the world are heading to airports in Dallas after the just-concluded National Religious Broadcasters Conference wrapped up its 2025 sessions. Leigh Womgas, Chief Information Officer for Patriot Mobile, says of the 125 events her company supports, NRB is among the most important.
This conference this week is so important to us because one of our main pillars of support is the First Amendment. And the National Religious Broadcasters Group, they are the largest Christian broadcasting association in the world. And it's a mission field to have Christian radio on the airwaves. That's a way to reach people where you don't have to fly to India or fly to South America. It is important for our First Amendment and retaining our religious freedoms and our freedom of speech.
Patriot Mobile, based in Dallas, bills itself as America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. Wall Street closing its dreary February on a brighter note as stocks index rallied, the S&P 500 1.6%, the Dow 1.4%. This is SRN News.